Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bomb. James Bond.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your move, creep.
Get off my plane.
Get your ass off.
I feel mean.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everything Action Cast for the week of May 7th, 2012. I'm your host, Zach. Just we have Chris.
Hello.
And Joe.
No, sleep.
Till Brooklyn?
Till Brooklyn. Exactly.
We'll get to that later. The unfortunate news. But we also have good, awesome news because Expendables 2 trailer came out. We're going to talk about that later. And how it's... How's like injecting your testosterone directly into your eyelids or eyeballs?
Pretty much.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. So I want to get right into it with a show and tell. And I know one of the things we all saw was the Avengers, but we actually have an entire separate podcast for that.
We did.
Yeah.
We removed that whole Avenger.
Yeah.
Rage and put that in its own episode.
Yeah, because if you did it like this episode, it probably would have been like a 3-hour episode. Yeah, so that should be up on the site if you want to check that out. Is there anything you guys thought of after we did that you wanted to mention quick? Like, any...
I have nothing left to say about that movie. That's
amazingly awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Even though Chris hates it.
I didn't hate it. It's not going to be like a thing I want to tattoo on me. Let me say that.
Okay. So yeah, so Avengers, check out our special podcast about that. Chris, what else are you watching besides Avengers from the past week or so?
I'm still going through Avatar, The Last Airbender. Mm-hmm. It's a very, like, when you watch it in chunks, it's a really enjoyable show. I've skipped a season, so it's nice to see, like, what I'm missing. And it's a very, like, continual serial, so... If you miss, like, one episode, it's going to bite you back in the ass because you're like, who's this? What? You know, like, so I get to relive all this all over again. And I mentioned this last time, but, like, it's a long series, like, 3 seasons, so I'm just, like, working my way through it. And after that, that's about it.
That's it?
What about you, Joe?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I know.
Wait, what happened?
Chris is done already.
So what about you? Oh, wait, no.
Wait, okay.
Let's go back. I forgot, like, Joe introduced me. I watched True Justice.
Yeah!
I finally saw an episode.
Yeah, you did. I was waiting for you to say that.
I forgot that. Only because it was, like, Cinco de Mayo, but, like...
Elijah Keane.
Oh, man. It is everything. It is everything I want in a spiritual sequel to Walker, Texas Ranger show.
It is. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Besides martial law, but
it's like sort of the martial law with like
sort of because there's always
think martial law was better, guys.
Only because this feels okay. Martial law was better in the sense of like trying to impose like Asian culture to like whatever part of town that was.
Mainly because Sammo Hung was actually fucking Asian.
What? Like okay, do you remember like what city that took place? Martial law took
was
place.
L.A.
L.A. Yeah, right. Man. Oh. I was always in Chinatown somehow, but like...
was San Francisco maybe? Because they have like the biggest Chinatown in
I think
America,
it was.
So.
I okay, always but... get that confused epically. Like, I mash episodes of that and Nash Bridges together because they were on back-to-back.
And it just like every...
Someone's like, oh man, remember the one where Sammo Hung comes in and then like Nash Bridges kicks down the door and like punches him in the face? And I'm like, wait. Those are two totally different shows, except for the crossover episodes, which I still contend is some of the best television in... you know, buddy cop history.
I always confuse the one when Stone Cold shows up that weekend, where he's like...
That was amazing.
Was that Nash Bridges, or was that Marshall
Law? I think he was on both.
Whoa. Because he's like
a
bounty
hunter,
right?
Network, when, like, Raw was getting, like, really popular, and they're like, Stone Cold Steve Austin is the same guy on two different shows.
No way.
Let me get to my point. Where, like, now, that was, like, Asian culture just, you know, indirectly introduced. True Justice, like, it forces it to have Asian culture for no reason.
We're going to give you Asian culture, and then we're going to put it on our dick and then put our dick in your ass.
Like, I don't know what episode this was, but it was, like, maybe episode 3? It was the one where, like, there's a killer who at the
episode
end of, like... Episode 3. Okay, so, like, there's a killer that likes to stalk pretty blonde women in Seattle, and then
do
some really weird, like...
Put, like, a bunny mask on them.
Dark,
yeah, and, like...
quote-unquote dark towel magic. And I remember, like, laughing my balls off when they said that, because I'm just thinking, like, there's no, like, necromonico of, like, dark towel magic somewhere in, like, Asian culture. I mean, there might be, but it's not popular enough to, like, warrant it on a fucking true justice, you know? Like,
yeah, I was very sad when I found out I bought a fake Chinese necronomicon, so...
Like, you're more likely to get, like, some weird Jewish cult religion than a Chinese dark Tao power thing that doesn't come off like Jackie Chan Avenger style kind
of
thing.
They're using the evil dark magic of the Asians.
I know. It's just like, wait, why did it have to be Asian?
He's got the talisman, my God.
Like, there's nothing really remotely Asian about it from like the first episode I saw. Like, it's not like they were like left in like a pile of like silk flower, gold, red shit around them, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like a dead body with a wooden wolf doll mask on her head.
We're gonna have to...
It's like Asian curse.
We're gonna trick Asian Zing to combat the magic of the evil dark magic.
Oh man, then he consults like the like way not legal like doctor in front of his house. Like he has
his lemonade stand that sells like evil dark magic.
Everything
it's like lemonade, hot dogs, and puffer fish.
Yeah.
Like, it's way... It's like you can't just claim yourself to be an herbologist.
Yeah.
Like,
like,
in front of your house.
This guy,
all places,
this guy's
know?
My good friend. I trust him. He'll give us some good information.
Like, Steven Seagal, that's a drug dealer. That's who you're...
It's like the angry black guy who's, like, the other, like from, like, another precinct or something that's, like, interrogating him.
Yeah.
Wait, there's another precinct?
There's, like...
That was the second episode, Chris. You missed that.
That was like the first, like, oh, does he come in? Because there's like part 2 of the investigation.
Well, yeah, it's a 2-part. We didn't know it was a 2-part until the end of the episode where we start laughing because we're trying to solve what the hell is going on. Because you think they catch the killer, then nope. You're like, what?
Yeah.
But let's go back. Apparently, there's one template of all blondes in Seattle. Like, every blonde-haired woman is the same, because they always think, like, that girl that they
the
work with
girl,
is always killed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just like...
She wandered off on her own.
It's funny, because it's like, they're like, oh, it's a dead blonde girl. Hey, she looks like that girl we work with. Okay, we should probably tell her. I'm like, okay, and then...
But she got, the rookie cop goes to the morgue, and she's like, oh, my gosh, she looks exactly like me.
It's like I thought she's like, I'm
a blonde female. She looks exactly like me.
Even George Takei is like, my God, the resemblance. Like,
oh,
you're like, you're a medical professional, George Takei. you have like a degree to not fuck this up, and you like
what
don't...
witchcraft?
I know
it's the like, same girl.
Oh my God, you're a ghost. Like that's I was almost expecting her to say something that stupid. She's like, I'm dead. Like, no. It's just a generic plot or something, you know?
Was it the episode before where, like, did you guys, like, go undercover as a stripper?
She went undercover as a stripper again in this episode.
No, she didn't go undercover as a stripper. She went undercover as, like, an awkward dancer.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a difference?
There's no, like, stripping involved, dude. She was like,
I thought it was
I'm
not
just going to stand up here and gyrate.
Yeah, okay.
I thought this was, like... there's an episode prior where she's stripping, like, legally stripping?
Chris, we watched that together.
That
where
was
she
it?
Was in the strip club. Remember, it was like the most like toned down strip club ever.
Right.
And it's just like old, like creepy old guys throwing like $100 bills at her, and she's not taking anything off. She's just standing there like in a short dress. Like not even. She was wearing like pants.
Yeah.
And then remember she gets off stage and then like all these hot girls come on after her. I'm like, oh, I bet those guys are pissed that they blew all their cash.
That's like a perfect like because like Walker Texas Ranger did the exact same thing and like, oh my God, it's a strip club.
Whoa!
It's the most tame strip club. But like,
is a dance studio.
No, wait. Wasn't there an episode before where like, you were talking about this way back before Zach, where like, they were undercover to be strippers, but then they got the cover blown anyway.
Well, I think it was like episode 2. They had like they went undercover at this club and pretended to be like drunk girls, and the guys came over like, I know you guys are cops because I saw you come in and we be able to scan your radios and stuff. Like we a radio scanner, so we heard everything.
Came
to the club, so you guys can have.
Because I'm assuming it's the same guy named Club too, right?
That's a different club.
Yeah. Really? Because it seemed like they knew the people prior coming to the strip club. Remember that, Joe? Like they knew the bouncer at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I always assume like they always like just it's like the same bar that they always like just harass.
Like it's the center of crime. It's just like this one bar.
Right. So it's like the same. Like I wouldn't put it past the show to like have the second episode where the cops are like impersonating bar goers, and then the third episode is them impersonating strippers instead. You know, like it sounds like the most laziest like setups, but like I wouldn't put it past the show.
Oh my God. You guys have to get to like I think it's episode 4 and 5, which is another two-parter, but they're investigating like this. Someone's like distributing like bad E to like in this like dance club, and people are like passing out and dying in the clubs.
Is it the same strip club
too? No, it's like a dance club, like a techno club.
Because, like, whatever community these cops are protecting, yeah. Like, they are not doing a good job.
There's also, like, the episode that was just on this past week, like, Steven Seagal had to, like, go and, like, babysit this, like, documentary filmmaker, and they went to, like, the weird, like, Cajun section of Seattle.
Well, yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. Camp...
was a booming section.
Camp Harmony. Or just, like, random... It's like,
oh, my
it's,
God.
Like, you cross the border into Camp Harmony, and, like, you're in Louisiana, basically. That's where I grew up.
We're going a little voodoo.
That's where I grew up eating gumbo and playing blues.
Playing with gators.
Aikido and gators.
Yeah.
Aikido.
I just, there's so many things about the show that I could see how Steven Seagal got like first dibs to write scenes. Like especially near the end of episode 3, where he magically knows where the killer is like going to be,
yes.
Tying up that girl that
fence. Yep.
Like, I thought I missed something. I thought, like, maybe I fell asleep real fast.
Man, he Michael Myers his people.
He
just,
does.
Like, shows up behind them, and it's like, oh, my God, how did you...
And then and literally every single, like, bad guy is like, oh, I can take you. They do, like... It's like
and he's like, I don't know, boy. Can you take me, boy?
Like, it's not even, like... It's, like, they don't even, like, mention... It's just, like, they don't even, like, try to pretend to, like, stop them from, like, attacking them. They're just like, bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Yeah.
It's just like... They know they're getting into fights now, so Seagal's just like, whatever, bring it on. I'm gonna arrest you for assaulting an officer too now.
Yeah.
Got it. But it's so wonderfully ridiculous.
That it is.
it's like every time they go to like Steven Seagal's office, he's just like polishing a samurai sword or something, or.
Oh my God, he's always doing something like super Asian, frying these wontons.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. You caught me doing my daily Zen garden routine.
Oh, I was just
I was
harvesting some bonsai.
I was pruning my bonsai tree.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! It's like we have like just like 10. There's like 8 episodes to go because it's like a 30 episode season.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They like Real Show just like bought like 13 episodes like sight unseen.
Wait, so wasn't like True Justice a actual like made-for-TV movie that they just chopped the hell out
in like Spain? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's also like that was only like the first like 4 episodes, right?
Well, I think like 1 and 2 was like Deadly Crossing or something, a movie,
right.
And then like I can't remember. Like, it's like I don't know. There's like weird.
Oh, with the same cast of people.
Yeah.
In the same place.
I think so. I don't know.
Doing the same things?
Maybe.
With the same people?
Yeah.
I'm always saying, because this episode had the most awkward commercial cuts.
Yeah.
You know, like, it has the worst...
Oh, no,
like...
dude, they all do.
Okay.
Literally every single episode, it only gets more awkward.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's like, well, it looks like... He's like, well, it looks like we better head to... And then it just cuts to a commercial. It's like, wait,
yeah.
What? It's like, wow, I can't believe that all along the killer was really... Have you... Do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do. Like, whoa,
like,
what?
It's not a show you should eat and drink to, because the moment you think, here's a safe moment I can look away, like, it just cuts
you
down. You're like, what did I miss? Because those things are kind of vital.
Safe pause for me to take a bite out of my sandwich. Ah, I've been had.
Because right before it cuts commercial, it's like, they'll say something like, we're going to this place, and then you think, like, oh, he's going to get up. It just goes to that place, like, or commercial. Like, wait, what happened?
Did you guys...
Yeah, like, or instead of being like, looks like business just picked up, and then it's like, it goes to a commercial. Yeah. It's like, well, it looks like, it goes away, and then comes back, business just picked up.
So you guys saw, like,
later that day.
You guys saw the creepy lawyer, right? Like, the creepy reporter, right? In the.
Oh, my God, Vincent Price. Yeah. That was my man. He was the killer.
Yeah, you guys have to watch episode 4, because he factors into that.
He comes back?
And they basically, like, it's so stupid because, like, apparently his mom is, like, she wrote, like, what the equivalent of Twilight in this universe.
Yeah, they made that an emphasis on the thing. Steven.
Yeah.
And, like, she died.
Yeah,
right?
She died. And then, like, the blonde rookie cop is, like, the world's biggest fan of those books. So she's like, all right, I'll meet you for a drink, I guess. Because so he's like, hey, meet for a drink and I'll show you my mom's lost manuscript for the third, like, the fifth book. It's like, oh,
okay,
yeah.
I guess you won't reap and kill
me. And he just, like, creepily tries to, like, break into the morgue and everything. So, it's you have to watch the next couple episodes.
He really does look like Vincent Price.
He's actually in a movie I'm going to talk about in a couple minutes.
No.
But.
Dude, he looks like Vincent Price fucked Darkman. Like, it's crazy.
So Joe, did you watch anything besides True Justice and Avengers?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So,
pass.
So I might as well talk about that movie that Vincent Price is in then, for to kick off my show and tell.
Organic transition.
So he's actually in this movie called The Divide that I watched. It's that Michael.
So he's actually in this movie called Divide, the Vincent Price story.
it's a post-apocalyptic, I don't know, survival movie, I guess. It's got Michael Biehn in it. And basically what happens is, like, I think it's New York, but, like, New York has, like, this massive nuclear attack. So, like, the residents of this apartment building have to, like, scramble into, like, the cellar. Then Michael Biehn's turned, like, this, like, crazy, like, doomsday preppers, like, bomb shelter. So they all go down there, and then it's just, like, they think it's gonna, like, it starts out, they're, like, they think it's in, like, a couple days they can, like, start going back out, and, like, they're gonna get rescued. But then, like, stuff gets, like, crazy, because there's, like, this group of, like, guys in radiation suits bursting in with, like, machine guns, trying to, like, they steal, like, a kid, like, there's, like, a little girl with them, they kidnap her, and like, try to, like, murder everyone else, but they manage to fight them off. But then the radiation suit guys, like, seal, like, weld the door shut. So they're basically, like, stuck in this bomb shelter, like, forever now. And just then things go horribly, horribly wrong from there.
Oh, no.
It's like, you find out, like, Michael Biehn's been, like, hiding food on them. So, like, actually, it's like, it's Milo Ventimiglia from, like, Heroes and Rocky Balboa. And, like, and Vincent Price guy, they're, like, buddies. But then they become, like, these, like, horrible, like, Mad Max style, like, just, like, raping and
rival
savages. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait, how long did it take them to, like, this, go from, like, Mild Mannered People to just, like, Cabin Fever?
16 minutes.
It's gotta be, I think it's a couple weeks. They're in there for, like, a couple weeks before they start going. Because, like, they start torturing, like, they first sort of, like, flip over when they start torturing Michael Biehn to, like, find out where his, like, food is. But then they start, like, they, like, shave their hair and they're, like, trying to, like, rape everything. They Patricia Arquette is there and, like, they, like, turn her into, like, their sex slave and it's really horrible.
Nice.
And then, like Vincent Price guy from True Justice, like, starts shaving his head and, like, wearing women's dresses and, like, it gets super creepy and super disturbing.
That's probably what I would do, too, so it's okay. Well, maybe not in that order. Like, I'd probably shave my head and wear dresses, then start raping, just to confuse him.
I guess, you know, once you're locked in, it's time to side King of the Vault.
Yeah,
so.
It's basically like,
pretty
who's
going
to take charge and be like, because there's no rules now. We have to make our own rules.
All right, who's the alpha? Yeah.
And it like ends in like the most horrible way possible for everyone. But it was good. It's like, it's not fun watching it, but it's not like a popcorn movie. But if you want, like, if you're want to see like a good post-apocalyptic survival movie, it's worth checking out. It's on like Redbox and stuff now. Because it came like straight to DVD.
The hallmark of
it. But it's
thinker's movie.
Yeah, but it's actually, I would say it's worth checking out if you're a fan of those sort of.
Okay.
It's like The Road or something.
Like one of those instant watch joints, you think?
If it shows up there, I'd definitely check it out. If it shows up on Netflix, instant watch. Yeah.
So it's kind of a depressing see it once kind of movie, huh? Okay.
It's not like fun. It's not like Fun Apocalypse.
Translation,
Chris will buy it.
No, I don't know. See, like those movies, like it's hard to like motivate yourself to watch it more than once every 2 years. Like I watched The Road one time.
Yeah.
And it's like a movie you don't want to see more than
I've seen this.
Because it's so like, but it's kind of depressing after a while. Yeah. Like, oh man. So if it's like that, it's like, oh, it's like Requiem for a Dream. Like you don't want to watch that like annually.
I watch that every week.
Every week. I think if you're watching that movie every week, you got problems.
You do, yeah.
I fall asleep to it every night.
I'm going to show that to my children as a lullaby.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to play it at my wedding. Just on a big projector in the background.
No, like, no music, no nothing, just, like, Requiem for a Dream playing.
Exactly. You will watch it, and you will observe it, and you will love it.
Make it some sort of weird, you know, French social experiment.
So anyway, so I watched that, and also watched actually this past Sunday is Family Guy is worth mentioning because they did like
a
Taken parody.
Taken,
which was is pretty good. I think they spent a little bit too much time doing like the French talk funny jokes. Here's a funny.
That's still the best episode in a while.
It was, yeah. Like Peter's like Liam Neeson speech was. So funny. It's like, I don't know who you are or where you are. I don't know who you are or what you want. I have no skills. I will never find you. I have $2 in the Casio watch. You can have one of them.
And I have to say, American Dad was actually really good too. Like, I don't know if you watch it, but if you don't, you need to change that because it's better than Family Guy. But fucking goddamn, what a great episode. It was really good. It gave me a new alias, Ricky Spanish. It's excellent.
Yeah, I like.
Damn you, Spanish.
And they hit like all like Family Guy. Actually, they hit like all the major Taken plot points and stuff. So it was a good parody of Taken.
Yeah, I'd agree. It was excellent.
And there's some fun like make fun of like action movie stuff. Like they have like the cars like an action like car chase GPS.
That was excellent.
Back up dangerously.
Come on, we'll cut them off. We just have to run diagonally through this field. Yep. Haven't you seen an action movie?
And then, like, Brian, when he starts, like, shooting people, he's like, oh, it's like a video game. He, like,
yeah, or a boat.
He shoots the guy across the river on the other boat.
Later, dick.
So that was great. Definitely check it out. If you haven't seen Family Guy in a while and you're a fan of Taken, definitely, it's worth checking out. The episode's worth checking out. I think it's called, like, Lego My Mego.
Absolutely.
Because Mego gets kidnapped. And then also TV. Apparently, Thundercats has been back for, like, a month, and I didn't realize it on Cartoon Network. So I caught up with that over the weekend. And that show is still pretty awesome. It's actually, like, you know, Chris was talking about Avatar earlier. Like, everything I've heard about, like, why everyone loves Avatar so much, like, I say it applies to Thundercats, the new Thundercats as well. Because they do an awesome job of, like, world building and, like fleshing out the characters and making, like, interesting storylines and everything go interesting places and meeting, like, crazy characters and stuff. And the action's really fantastic in it.
Well, do you remember the original Thundercats where, like, you can watch a random episode and know everything there is to know?
Yeah.
So, like, does that still happen, or is that just,
serialized. Like, they're trying to find, like, there's these different gems that Mumra is trying to get, but, like, whoever gets them first, like, each gem gives them, like, more, like, increase the power. Like, I think Mumra and Lionel both have, like, these, like, gauntlets that they wear, and, like, if you put gems on them, you get, like, more powerful.
Like, I'm not ashamed to say I didn't understand what the fuck was going on in the original series.
Because
episode was, like, some sort of, like, someone's picking flowers.
They were astronauts, and they crash-landed. But then Lion-O, his body grew, but his mind didn't. So he's, like, a 15-year-old.
No, they weren't astronauts. They were fleeing their home planet or something.
Yeah, and they crashed on, like, Third Earth or something.
Right, right. And then because his, like, Lionel's pod was, like, broken, he aged.
But his mind didn't, so he's, like, a 15-year-old kid in, like, his mind.
Right, adult. Which they, like, totally negate after the third or fourth episode. They're just like, yeah, you're basically a grown man at this point.
And Snarf was super annoying, and... Which actually, like, and, that's, like, one of the first things, like, everyone was, like, happy about for the new Thundercats is, like, Snarf just, like, he's basically a Pokemon now. He's just, like, he doesn't even, like, talk, or he doesn't talk. He's basically just, like, a pet that runs around with them.
Really? Yeah.
And, like, so, and also, like, characters like Wile E. Cat, Wile E. Kit, who are, like, the little kids that go along with them.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually, like, super useful, and they're, like, super, they're, like, not annoying at all. They're actually, like, interesting characters.
See, like, that's what I mean. They were the fodder that always get kidnapped or, like,
yeah.
They would get, like, trapped in a cave or something stupid.
Like they each have, like really useful skills that they use. Like, actually, like, they like, bail out the groups at certain points. And also, like, just, like, this entire plan is just, like, there's, like, weird, like, societies of, like, there's, like, elephant society, they're, like, monks, there's, like, weird, just, like, a dog society is, like, Rome, they're, like, they have, like, gladiator fights, and, like, lizards are, like, the evil army of Mum-Ra.
Holy shit.
There's, like, different, like, animal groups, and, like, the cats were, like, basically, the rulers of the entire planet, and it's, like, and they're supposed to be, like, the heroes, but then, like, you hear, like, all these different groups saying, like, they're, like, they were oppressing them and stuff, and there's, like, I think it was, like, last year, because it's, like, the second half of season one. But last year they had, like, this episode where Lionel, like, went back in time, like, he went into, like, the Book of Omens and, like, went back in time to, like, see what his ancestor did. And it's, like, the backstory for, like, the entire, like, planet is this crazy where, like, Mum-Ra had, like, his giant spaceship, and he was, like, basically just, like, this giant space overlord, and he had, like, all the animal species on the ship, and, like, the cats were, like, his foot soldiers, and, like, everyone else was the slaves. Which is, like, huge uprising and stuff, and, like, the ship crashed on the planet. That's why Mum-Ra's pyramid is there now, because that's, like, his spaceship that crashed.
That's cool. Like, that's how you expand upon the lore that the 80s kind of, like, left open
yeah.
to, like, do whatever. Because I honestly, like, the original material, I had no idea. Maybe I was just being too lazy to read up on it.
It was basically just selling toys for the 80s one. It was, like, it was like He-Man, where it's just, like, dumb plots to...
Yeah, but He-Man had, like, a shitload of updates to it, and, like, it had a story. It's not good. I do remember, like, He-Man did get an update when he was wearing a shirt and stuff. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he flew, like, a jet. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that, like,
Something. Even the fucking He-Man, the movie of Dolph Lundgren, yeah. like, there was a story that was terrible. So.
But yeah, I would say definitely.
That's cool. That
definitely check out New Thundercats if you haven't checked it out. It'll probably be on Netflix when the season's over. So definitely check it out on there if it shows up. And then other movie I watched was I watched Sleepless Night, which is this crazy French action movie that came out. It made the rounds to, like, Toronto Film Festival and, like, Fantastic Fest, and I think it was just at Tribeca. So it's mimicking, like, the festival circuit. And it's basically the premise is that there's this corrupt cop who he stole a bunch of, like, he carjacked these, like, drug dealers and stole their drugs. He's supposed to deliver them to, like, this, like, I don't know, like, this mafia Bob boss who runs a nightclub, but so he steals the drugs, and then, like, they kidnap his son because he doesn't get rid of the drugs in time, so he has to, like, go to this nightclub and deliver the drugs to get his son back. But then, like, all sorts of crazy stuff happens in the club where, like, some other, like, other cops show up and they're trying to get him, and then his drugs go missing, so he's, like, figure out how to get, like, trick the Bob boss, and, like he has to, like, figure out how he's gonna replace the drugs and deliver him to the mob boss and stuff, and then the mob boss is, like, goons are after him, and he has, like, figure out how to get through his nightclub. It's, like, just packed with people. And I've heard, like, people are saying, like, compared to, like, Taken, or, like, Die Hard, or, like, 24.
What's the movie called again?
Sleepless Night.
What's these French people that think these are, like, awesome title names?
Oh, because that's what happens. It's like takes place over one night, and most of the movie takes place in the nightclub. Except for, like,
they couldn't call it like nightclub kick ass or something. They're just sleepless night.
Yeah, he does have a sleepless night.
Oh,
and it's really like it's pretty awesome because like it's not just like he has to like fight off these guys. He has to like fight off like the people in the nightclub because he's like in like through different rooms too. So he's like go through like the kitchen and there's like. It's like the world's largest nightclub because there's like a pool hall and like a private restaurant and like a private club and like the main club and there's like offices upstairs. There's a huge kitchen, and then he keeps running back and forth to like all these different locations, like and like just fight scenes that happen in like different places and like chases through like the club and he just like fights his way through the crowds.
Jesus, how big is this fucking club?
It's fucking huge.
It's like a Mall of America.
Kinda, yeah.
The nightclub.
Yeah.
What?
there's like 8 different rooms you go to, and like the main dance hall is like massive, and it's like it actually from like the outside looks like a warehouse or something. It's like crazy. I don't know if it's all the French do nightclubs, but
they demolish neighborhoods and just build up a giant dance studio.
Mega club or something.
Yeah. Fuck housing. You know, like. Fuck low-cost income families.
Yeah, but there's actually some really awesome, like, there's an awesome fight scene that takes place in the kitchen. It sort of reminds me of, like, the sudden death one, where, like, they just use everything in the kitchen to, like, try to kill each other with. They're just, like, throwing, like, plates and bowls and trays at each other.
Wait, how many people are, like, is this one guy against all these people?
Yes, the cop who's, like, trying to get his son back, and then, like, the mob boss has probably like 10 or so guys, and there's also but the fight in the kitchen is like between the dad and like another cop who's like trying to arrest him because he thinks that he's corrupt because he like stole the drugs, which he kind of is, but might be corrupt too, so I don't know.
Well, like because like. I feel like there's the raid vibe getting from this.
Yeah,
just by hearing,
like,
yeah.
A lot of comparisons to that, even though like that was like
the raid.
That was like balls of action. This one's more like tense, like tense thriller sort of. But there's action scenes in it, but it's not like I heard raid just like balls out like karate shootout knife battles the entire movie.
So I guess you know if you want to see action French movie. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's. I would definitely recommend it. You can get it on like iTunes and Amazon right now. I think it's like $6 to rent it. Because it's not in theaters, not in DVDs. It's like pre all those. So, but if you want to check it out, I'd definitely recommend it. So, why don't we get into news for this week, because there's a ton of it. And we got to kick things off right away with the full Expendables 2 trailer that debuted last week.
Awesome.
Yes. this movie looks amazing. I don't know. Just 4 words, Stallone versus Van Damme.
Yes.
Arnold versus Smart Car.
Yes.
I mean, it's cool to see them do things, and they're not, like, I'm still a little bit confused to see, like, what Arnold and Bruce Willis do, because they kind of, like...
I'm just guessing, but it seems like they're all going to have to, like, team up to, like, combat Van Damme and his gang of...
Van Damme's army, right? Because we initially thought that...
Van Damme who teamed up with Hitler.
Hi, Hitler.
Robot Hitler.
I'm just saying because like we all thought initially that like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis are going to team up and take on Stallone and his guys.
I was thinking like Van Damme's going to be like Bruce Willis's like henchman.
Yeah, me too, dude.
But now it's like Van Damme's like this like crazy like Russian, maybe like mercenary / like warlord
general. Yeah, like. It doesn't really matter what he does, but it's awesome that he's doing it.
I think doesn't he mention he's like gonna like steal a bunch of like nuclear material and blow stuff up or something with it?
Yeah, he's gonna do something
because he has that line where he's like, 1 kilo of nuclear material can change the world. Imagine what 50 kilos can do.
I change the world a lot.
I'm trying to figure out what Chuck Norris's role in this movie is.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes. I was just in Russia.
I will fucking go bananas if he's an actual Texas Ranger. Can you imagine?
Oh my god. Or if they call him like Tex or something. This is his like Expendables nickname.
Or maybe Walker?
Yes.
Because, like, I never seen, like, it's been a while since Chuck Norris has been a villain. Like, it's been at least 40 years.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think, like, could he be a villain in this movie?
Why not?
Nope.
Because he was in his scene, you don't know what he's doing. Besides shooting, like, he's not like, I'm a bad guy. Well, or, like, I'm a good guy. You're like,
I got the vibe that he's Charlotte reinforcements for the Expendables because they're, like, stuck in this country or whatever.
They're stuck in this godforsaken Hispanic country.
Well, I think it seems like Eastern European, definitely.
I can't get a cheeseburger anywhere.
But yeah, it looks like even crazier action than the first one, maybe. Like, they have, like, their crazy, they're like, I don't know, bad attitude truck that has, like, a battering ram on it or something.
Nah.
You know, they're doing, like,
can we discuss the Assassin's Creed movie, by the way, that Jason Statham is apparently in this preview?
Oh my god! Yes.
I now pronounce you man and knife. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, he has a fucking hidden blade. What? He's Altair right now.
That would be an amazing movie. Oi, I'm going to assassinate you.
Dude, you're not fucking kidding.
Take that. I don't know. What's the evil group in those games?
Templars?
Yeah. Templars, yeah. Take that, you bloody Templars.
Indeed.
And then, I don't know, was there anything else in the trailer? They were, like, ziplining in, like, murdering people.
Where's Mickey Rourke?
He's dead.
Where's Mickey?
He's dead,
son. That's the
whole
plot of the movie is, like, Van Damme kills him, apparently, and they're going out for revenge.
Oh my god, if he kills him on a bridge, I'm gonna die laughing.
I'm that girl on the bridge now.
Yeah.
It's all come full circle.
I'm the ghost of the bridge.
That would have been hilarious if it was actually like, that was my wife or something. Fucking let her drown.
And also, I totally forgot.
That was my mother.
Because you guys saw like those 12 posters for everyone in the movie.
Fuck.
But then...
I didn't see all 12
of them. Well, apparently Monday, they released one for Scott Adkins, and I totally forgot he was in that movie.
Who?
Scott Adkins.
He's in it? Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, he's...
there's so many goddamn people in this movie.
He's Van Damme's henchman. Like, main... Like, number...
Really?
Guy.
Well, he was not mentioned at all. I'm like...
I know.
Trailer,
they just, like, so. I mean, they just released his poster, like, Monday. I can't remember. I think his name's like Romero or something, or some Ramirez.
Well, he's like that guy in the first movie that was the henchman that got his neck like kicked in. Remember,
like
he was like stone cold,
the
like
giant guy, or like
yeah. That guy's actually a famous like actor, sort of.
Sort of
famous actor, sort
yeah.
Of.
Well, he's in a lot of, like, 80s martial art movies, and then he didn't do anything like, a lot in the 2000s, and then he's got, like, his comeback role was that.
Okay. Scott Adkins is Hector.
Only to get his neck kicked in.
Yeah, Scott Adkins is named Hector in this movie.
He does not look Hispanic at all.
IMDb has, like, the weirdest listing, the credit, like, the cast listing for this movie, because, like, Liam Hemsworth has, like, top billing.
What?
I don't know how they're doing that, but...
He's like the rookie to the group,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Billy
like...
the Kid.
Really? That's
yep.
His name? Woo. Goddamn Stallone.
Toll Road. It's so weird, because, like, everyone, like, they have, like, I mean, they have, like, action movie names, but then like, it's like, like Terry Crews and, like, Randy Couture have, like, G.I. Joe names. They're basically like, G.I. Joe characters. Toll Road and Hail Caesar.
Weird.
So yeah, so we, that's coming out in August, ending the season, the summer out with a bang. Cannot wait. So, other news. Apparently, James Cameron's not going to be making any movies that aren't Avatar now.
Good.
That's what he announced. So,
fuck James Cameron.
I guess he's working on, well, he's working on mining asteroids right now, but then apparently he's also working on Avatar 2.
And 3, probably.
I thought he said he wanted to make, like, 4 Avatar movies or something. It's like, it seems like a quadrilogy. I don't know.
How much more magic can those, like, cat bunny people have? Like,
I thought he said that, like, 2 is going to be, like, they're going to reveal, like, there's, like, ocean people or something. They're going to explore, like, there's, like, another society up there where it's, like, ocean dwelling or, like, they live on the ocean or something. Because, like, the...
Oh, God.
Guys, I do not care at all about Avatar. I still haven't seen the first one.
You haven't?
My God. Good for you.
No, I don't fucking care. It doesn't look like a movie that, like, interests me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it just doesn't... Ugh.
It got...
No, I mean, you've seen it before. It just maybe not this version.
No, I know. It's, like, the same goddamn story, but, like, 4 times more expensive.
Yeah. Have you seen, like, Dances with Wolves or The Last Samurai or Gully? Yep.
Or all the movies that this basically is?
Have you seen the movie where a white man goes and, like, she, like, becomes, like, the best native in, like, native population?
Yep.
Which, like...
It's like, oh, you guys have been doing this for years? I just learned last Thursday. Now I'm awesome.
I'm the chosen one. I'm going to ride the giant dragon.
I'm your leader now.
They only one person in, like, 100 years can ride. But since I showed up, I'm going to get to ride it now.
I smacked God in the face by creating this, like, body thing. Yeah. And now I get to be your leader.
It is the greatest of you.
Yeah.
We have created the best.
This genetically altered body is now better than your average native body.
Yes.
Come, follow me into battle. And that goes on for an hour. I save you time and money, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The final battle is pretty cool, actually, but...
It's again, this movie, you see it one time, you don't have to see it for a while.
Like, you get to see, like, a guy in a mech suit pull out a giant mech knife.
A proportionate mech knife, not just, like, it's comically, yeah, like...
It's like a combat knife, but, like, it's mech size, and he pulls it out, like, from, like, the mech's, like, belt or something, boot. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Really? Someone thought this would be useful in space?
I'm sure that's, like, a custom thing for whatever that guy's name, like, General, whatever his name is.
I was rooting for that general. He had a mission to do. He loved Earth, you know?
And he was super badass. Like, there's that scene where, like, he ripped his, like, gas mask off to, like, keep shooting at them when they're flying away in the ship.
Right.
Because you can't breathe the air because it's poisonous.
Yeah, and people still wanted to be on the goddamn planet. I was like, why are humans this dumb?
Because there's unobtainium there.
Unobtainium!
We have to get that for some reason.
We gotta get this unobtainium because it makes things float.
We need to build it for spaceships or something, or convert it to gold.
So retarded. But anyway, let's move on from this. We could just rip on this for a long time.
So yeah, so more Avatar for James Cameron, and that's all you're gonna get from James Cameron.
Good. Fuck him.
So other news, actually sad news. So MCA, aka Adam, I think it's Yauch is how you say it, or Yauch?
Yep.
All the Beastie Boys passed away last week.
Oh, man. I remember the Beastie Boys. Like, not that they went away, but goddamn. I remember the Beastie Boys.
Did they ever, like, make a movie?
They had, well, they for their new album, they had, like, that short film.
Yeah, that was funny as shit, dude.
Will Ferrell and Danny McBride and Jack Black and Elijah Wood and Seth Rogen.
Yep. Yeah, man, that was funny shit.
The Beastie Boys, like, as soon as they got out of the room from the Fight for the Party video, like, they walked on, they got, like, these crazy, like, drug-fueled night, and they ended up, like, dance-battling their future selves.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like, it was Danny McBride and Seth Rogen and Elijah Wood were like the bees Beastie Boys, and like Will Ferrell, Dan McBride, and John C. Reilly were the future Beastie Boys.
There's so many
like other like celebrity cameos in that video, just like random, like every person that, like walking the street was like a celebrity.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How long ago was this?
Last year when.
Last year when Hot Sauce Committee Part 2 came out.
I somehow missed this. I'm sad.
It's on like Hulu and YouTube and all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's on the internet.
Try to catch it uncensored if you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the internet.
It is. They have the internet computers now. And then, the Beastie Boys, they made some of the best music videos ever. Sabotage, which featured a musical montage. That's definitely my top three favorite music videos of all time. It's like them running around as like 70s detective, like a parody of like every 70s cop show that ever made.
I think my favorite music video besides Fight for Your Right to Party is Intergalactic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that was a good ass video.
Like they're in Japan and they're parodying like Godzilla films.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Like they were all clearly like huge movie nerds.
Yep.
And also, MCA apparently had like he had his own production company recently, or like I guess a couple years ago he founded it or something. And they put out like probably the biggest one they put out was Exit the Gift Shop.
Mm-hmm.
That was him?
Yeah, it was his like production company. It was like Oscilloscope Pictures or something.
Is that the one movie about Banksy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really awesome. So anyway, so RIP MCA.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Good sir.
I'm glad they got that last album out. On to happier news, TV renewals. They're trying to announce the shows are coming back. And the biggest,
oh boy.
So I think we all breathe a sigh of relief. Community. Back for one more season at least.
Yay. Yeah,
except it's a shorter 13 episode season.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah, and if they want to end it next year, I mean it's they can end it logically. They can graduate from Greendale
most people stay in community college for like 2 years, but 4 years in Greendale seems like hell.
Yeah, well, I think they were sort of going for like I think they're all going for like sort of like a 4 year degree. So they can, like, graduate, and then, like, they'll be, like, the serious family if they want to do that.
Or they can go, like, start a graduate program.
Yeah.
Something.
Did you see last week's episode, Chris?
I'm behind. I am, like, five episodes
last
behind.
Last week really had this, like, weird, like, serious finale feel. But, I mean, it's still going, obviously. Because, like, actually, next week is, like, they're showing three new episodes in one night.
Why?
I think the guy like the guy get out of the way for Parks and Rec season finale or something, or they're gonna do all of Community next week, and like I think like Office and Parks and Rec the week after or something.
Hmm.
But yeah, it had this really weird like series finale. They like they got kicked out of Greendale for causing a riot.
Well, they always cause a riot near the end of the season.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not gonna. I won't say anything because you haven't seen.
Yeah, you better not. I'll come after you.
Someone dies, and then I'll say.
Oh god, it's not an old dude who like.
Leonard.
What's his name?
Yeah, no, Leonard? He's fine.
Okay, you're like no Leonard.
I watched like the Law and Order episode because that's the episode where it happens, and like that episode after that is like it's like. They always do like this weird like some huge plot like emotional plot point or some like plot point happens during one of their crazy episodes.
Or that, or someone in the cast starts making out with someone else in the cast.
Yeah.
Like I think Jeff has made out everyone but
Shirley.
What's her face? Shirley. Yeah. But there's like a connection between them too, where like when Jeff was younger and Shirley was the bully.
Yeah, they were playing foosball.
Yep. I was like, oh my god, Jeff has like all these like. Personal interactions with all these women.
Yeah. So Community's coming back. It's awesome. I think Well, I don't watch. You guys watch it, but 30 Rock is coming back.
Yay!
And on AMC, Talking Dead will be back to cover Walking Dead news.
Ew.
And Comic Book Men is also coming back for a second season.
Why?
Comic Book Men was fun.
I guess people like watching stories about nerds trading comic books.
Kevin Smith.
Well, that too.
The Kevin Smith show.
He's only,
well, isn't he in it for like a little
5-10 minutes an episode?
Just enough to show his face and be like, hey, I'm Kevin Smith. Remember me? I used to make good movies.
Yeah, they record, they do like the weird, it's like they're recording basically commentary for the episode, but you get to see them record the commentary in the episode. Because they're commenting on things that already happened in the episode, then you see what happens during that, like, oh man, so some guy came in with a Batman comic, and then you come back like, hey, I brought this Batman comic in.
I don't know, a show like that kind of takes out all like the twists and turns when they introduce it like that.
Well, it's just, it's, I mean, it's just, it's Pawn Stars, so.
Yeah. I don't watch that either, so.
It's like, but like, the thing with Pawn Stars is like, once, it's like every once in a while, something, someone will bring in something nerdy. So Comic Man is like, if you want to see just nerd stuff coming in, then you should probably watch Comic Book Man.
I think if you're watching a lot of like antiquing shows where now you're specializing the fetish of antiquing you like.
Yeah.
I think there's more than TV shows to help you.
Well, it's weird. It's like storage locker and like now they have like Travel Channel's like what happens to like people like lose their bags at the airport and like they, no one claims the bags. You can like apparently they have auctions for the bags at the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems very dangerous.
It's like someone left his bag at the airport. Who wants to buy it for $50?
I want all these like used underwear. Yay!
It's so stupid, dude. Like clearly, like just like planting stuff in these bags because like a guy buys it for like $50. Is like, oh my god, there's an entire collection of jewelry in here.
I found the Dead Sea Scrolls in this luggage. Holy shit! They're like, oh, I found the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm. What is it, the Ten Commandments? Sorry, those other major shows got renewed. There's probably more renewal stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. And then cancellations, Alcatraz is gone.
Surprise.
Yeah, no one's surprised by that one.
Obviously.
The only thing that sucks is that it ended on like this huge cliffhanger that's never going to resolve now.
Well, because J.J. Abrams just like starts a show, then he backs out immediately once he gets popular.
I gotta go do Mission Impossible, bye. Star Trek.
No, he's Star yeah. Trek. Yeah, he's.
Well, he was like the producer of Ghost Protocol too, so or at least Bad Robot was, and also like Super 8 last year he was producer on.
I won't forgive him for Super
8. Yeah. So anyway, so other last bit of news for movie news is that Luke Evans of Immortals and Three Musketeers and a couple other movies. Recently, is going to be the main bad guy of Fast 6.
Not like, I mean, how can they top, like, sleazy Brazilian dude?
I don't know.
Joaquin D. Alameda, who's, like, the if you need, like, a Mexican drug lord, he's that guy for that.
Yep.
Yeah, so apparently Luke Evans is going to be, like, the head of like a rival gang, and they're gonna the Fast and Furious gang is gonna try to like, pull the same heist that this other rival gang is gonna do at the same time.
So it's like Ocean's 11 against Ocean's 11.
It's like, yeah, it's like Ocean's 11, but there's like another group called like, I don't know,
it's Lake.
Yeah,
Lake's 11.
Yeah, Lake's 11.
Ocean versus Lake.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, I guess that's okay. Especially when there hasn't been a Fast and a Furious movie where they took on another like driving group since like Fast.
Yeah, it's always like weird.
One. Yeah, like Fast 1, they fought like the Asian equivalent of them. Fast 2, they took on a Miami cartel.
Yeah.
Fast 3 was in Japan, took on.
Was that? I mean, it was the Yakuza kind of, but it was just like
sort of.
It was like basically like fast, like Tokyo Drift is like weird like 80s movie where it's like we would take on the school bully, but it's not like karate or like football or something. It's like drift racing,
drag yeah. racing, drift racing on mountains. Like I okay, like you know, I the more I think about it, like the more I kind of slowly respect Tokyo Drift because it. You know, like it's a racing movie at least. Well, that, it's not like oh they're stealing it.
That was where this like the sort of like the switch happened, where it was like they realized how stupid Fast and Furious was, so they just like went with it.
And then what? Fast and Furious
was like
Fast and Furious.
There was a drug like Mexican drug dealer who was like using the tunnels under the border to smuggle drugs in.
Joe, what was the comment we made like a week ago about like? For the Fast and Furious, like, organization for, like, smuggling things in Mexico?
The real Fast and Furious
yeah.
thing, where the U.S. ships guns and weapons into Mexico and then encourages the drug war down there
yep.
and makes all the drug lords rich by keeping the drugs illegal
yep.
and then gives them the supplies that they need to carry out all the horrible shit that they do.
That's pretty much what... Yeah, that's exactly that movie, and it's like everyone cheered. You know, it's like
yeah, it pretty much is, and that's what keeps the Second Amendment under fire in this country because we're like, oh my God, Mexico's a war zone; guns need to be illegal. It's like, well, if we stop doing illegal shit and making money off it, I'm sure everything will be just fine.
Whoa, that got political.
Yeah,
it did.
Well, that's what that movie felt. But that's what I'm saying, like, that's what Fast and Furious felt, where it's like, I don't see this, like, there's no slang, there's no, like, racing thing, there's, like, Dom has, you know, terrible crime scene investigations.
Yeah, took itself a little too seriously for Fast and Furious, which is why Fast 5 was so awesome, because there's just, like, crazy stunts, the Rock's in there, they're going to slam each other through walls and stuff, they're going to drag a bank vault through the streets and kill people.
We're going to ruin all these commuters' day. Yeah. We're going to somehow drag, like, a 4-ton safe into a garbage truck.
I hope they just, like, go even more ridiculous for Fast 6. Which I think, I can't remember exactly what they said, because there was, like, that, you guys said, like, the sort of, like, the Marvel, but, like, hidden scene after the credits for Fast 5. It's like, Michelle Rodriguez is alive, and also, like, they're apparently, like, stealing military convoys or something. Or, like, they're hijacking military convoys.
Oh, maybe she'll be on the rival game?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. That'd be cool to have Dom just, like, torn between the new chick he picked up in Brazil and his old girlfriend who's, like, stealing military-grade weapons. Mm-hmm. Also, but here's the thing where, is this gonna be after Tokyo Drift Era or before, again?
I don't know.
Because they really need to finish up that goddamn, like, everything's before Tokyo Drift. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. And also,
that's my one.
And also, Gina Carano is supposed to be in Fast 6. They don't know if she's going to be like on the Rock's team or on the this
team. What?
Yeah, didn't we talk about that a couple weeks ago, Joe? That Gina Carano's going to be in Fast 6. Maybe you left.
Don't believe.
Maybe when you after you left the show.
Perhaps.
But yeah, she got cast in Fast 6 like a couple weeks ago. They're also saying possibly Rihanna is going to be in Fast 6 as a bad guy.
Yes.
We'll see how she does in Battleship.
Battleship.
Or it's next week, actually. So yeah, so Fast 6. Justin Lin still directing it. His fourth Fast and the Furious movie.
Really?
Yep, he started in Tokyo Drift and has done the rest of them since. So, that's all the news I had. You guys have anything else you want to talk about? News-wise?
Niet.
Okay. So, I want to get to the news roundup. We can wrap up for the week. Sort of a pretty lean week for the week, but our pick is Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie on DVD and Blu-ray.
Already?
Yep.
There's, like, no marketing for that anymore.
Well, they had like the weird like see it before it was in theaters for like super limited theaters for like a month or two, and they had their weird like pre like video on demand pre theatrical release, but now it's on DVD and Blu-ray if you want to check it out. Brian has a review of that up on the site if you want to check that out. Also this week, Underworld Awakening, the fourth Underworld movie. And you can also get all four in the Legacy Collection.
The bonus budget collection.
Yes. I don't know. It looked pretty stupid when I saw it, when I walked into it when I was at the theater, so.
Like, I didn't mind the first Underworld, but yeah. Then they just spun out of control.
Like, because, like, two, like, these, like, we need to build mythology. So it was, like, every single person was, like, they had, like, crazy backstories and there was, like, crazy artifacts and powers and...
Like, I didn't mind, like, a modern take like, on...
They had, like, you have to, like, your father... Like, they had this whole thing, like, your father built these medallions, and the medallions opened the vault, and then drink my blood, and you'll get superpowers. But then there's also, like, the first vampire and the first werewolf. The first werewolf's hidden somewhere, and then it's like, God.
Then the first vampire is, like, friends with the werewolf or something.
Can you back to me, like, the poor man's Matrix with, like, vampires and werewolves from the first movie?
I like the tale of vampires versus werewolves, what guns in modern day London. I didn't mind
that.
First one's fun because it's so goofy that it works, yeah. You know? But then, was it two or, it was two and then the third movie was a prequel,
yeah,
right?
The prequel okay. To like how the werewolf vampire war
started.
And, with like the bad guy, from, like Michael Sheen, who was like the bad guy from the first movie. It was like
his backstory. I kind of don't mind that they tried that, but I kind of was like, this is terrible. Yeah. You know, the second movie I only like because Kate Beckinsale is back in her cat suit and like you watch her get undressed in that. So that was like,
yeah.
But, but everything else, I was like, oh no more.
Yeah. I don't, if Underworld Awakening shows up on like Netflix, it's a watch. I might watch it, but
I feel like before they got to an official like sequel, they should have had like a direct-to-DVD movie like between, you know, like I felt like
or something. It should be like an anime movie or something.
Yeah, something that's like just to hold you over before they hire better writers.
Yeah, I saw the beginning of this movie, just like there's something to have it that there's like a, sort of like in present day or like whatever the present day of Underworld is. And like for like the first 5 minutes, and then like it cuts to like 10 years later or 20 years later or something because
right, yeah.
And it's like humans find out like there's vampires and like werewolves around, so they start like hunting them all.
Yeah, they get really blade-like. They get really organized on their like mythical beast hunting.
Yeah,
and it's also, like, oh wow.
And like also in like Underworld Awakening, there's like a super werewolf now who's like giant.
But that's what Michael was, the first guy from the, remember the main guy from the first movie?
Yeah.
I thought he was like a super...
I mean, he wasn't giant. He just had like the powers of a werewolf and a vampire combined. Like the super werewolf in like Awakening's like, I don't know, 20 feet tall or something. He's basically like Godzilla, but like it's a werewolf. So I don't know, so those are out. If you're a fan of those movies. I think we said it before, but they should just like combine Underworld and Resident Evil at this point.
It almost feels exactly alike. Like there's just like a female lead. Every movie, her powers change.
Yep.
She always meets characters that like get killed off pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. There's weird like government agencies or something, and
there's like a corporation conspiracy.
Yep. Which that is in full effect in Underworld Awakening. There's like this weird like corporation that's like trying to like breed like werewolves.
Harness, yeah. Like I don't know what company their business model is like. Once we have a mythical creature, we're gonna like harvest its power.
We're gonna extract the power of the werewolf and like make super soldiers or something.
We don't understand these people, but we want to weaponize their strengths. Like, oh, not good. They always seem to break free.
Yeah. So, something I'm sure you're excited about, Chris. The Vow is out on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Is that the one with, like, their Nazi hunters?
No. Oh, man. What the hell? That was The Debt.
The Promise?
The Debt. The Vow is Channing Tatum and Rachel McAdams, and, like, they get in a car accident, and Rachel McAdams doesn't remember anything about their relationship.
Really? Yes. It's like 51st Dates, but like not funny?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Like, they get into a car accident. She remembers, like right before they started dating or something. They're actually, like, married.
Wow.
It's also crazy, too, because, like, Sam Neill is her dad, which was weird seeing. So, yeah. So, that was, like, the big... It's only been, like, a month or two since that came out in theaters, so... Because then they came out like Valentine's Day.
I always forget
also,
that.
Also, go ahead, Chris.
No, I forget that.
Movies come out on Valentine's Day.
Came out. No, that and like, there's like no marketing for these like really terrible movies. It's just kind of like you see them on posters one day. You're like, oh, that's a
it's
movie.
It's like the lucky one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, anyway, so Chuck's the complete fifth season's out this week. I never watched Chuck. Have you ever watched Chuck, Chris?
I watch bits and pieces. It's actually like, if you watch the first season and then you watch like the overall progression, it's a pretty awesome story. You know, like he's like a normal guy, but then come like season two or three where they're like, okay, like we got to amp up the series. They make him like a super soldier.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a pretty cool, like to really change up the pace.
What was it?
To really like,
he got like the like all the government secrets downloaded to his head or something, or like he like
yeah he got like microchip implanted,
yeah,
and then he became like a freaking like
was it just like was it like
Iron
it was
Man.
Like was it like spy knowledge or was it like
it was like he no he was like it generally made him smarter on all things.
Oh, okay.
So it became like it made him like fight better. It made him like
so it was like
educated.
So it was
like
it was, so it was like he got like the Matrix. Like, he got like. Stuff uploaded to his brain, like kung fu.
He got instant plot. He got instant plot thinking.
Yeah,
it made the story a little more cohesive, but it lost the charm. I think him being a clumsy, like oh shit, I'm like all these spy people. It just made him like equal, and then became like a really weird show.
Yeah, I think this might have been the final season. I don't know.
That's good because once you alter the character like that, that it's like well,
and it was one of those shows where it was on like the verge of cancellation. Like, pretty much since, like, the second season.
And people really fought hard to keep that on.
They had, like, the whole, like, go to Subway, because Subway's, like, the major sponsor of the show. So, like, everyone's just, like, going to Subway and, like, buying subs. And, like, going to Subway.
Stuffing.
Subway.com and saying, like, we bought subs, so save Chuck.
Let me get all this food so Chuck could be on.
So, also, WrestleMania 28... which I guess is the most recent WrestleMania. The Rock was there.
Yeah.
I think he fought John Cena. Gremlins 2, the new match, is on Blu-ray this week. Super underrated sequel. It's one of those, sequels that like, everyone, like, it gets like a lot of crap for some reason.
Well, it's because it's funnier, and it's not
It's like they went like in, just, like, it was almost like a parody of the first movie.
Yeah, and
there's like the whole weird like Hulk Hogan in the middle of the theater, like in the middle of the movie, like the film burns up, and like because the grandma's like in the theater,
yeah,
I was like put that damn movie back on, brother.
And, like rips his shirt and threatens like the cast.
Hulkamania's gonna revile on you, gremlins. And then they had like all the crazy like. Electricity Gremlin and like Brain Gremlin and Lady Gremlin and Spider Gremlin and Bat Gremlin.
There was a weird.
It's like the weird like Trump Tower, but like every thing you could possibly imagine in this like tower. It was like a science lab and like a TV studio and like a cafeteria and like office buildings and. It had Christopher Lee in it, so it's gotta be awesome.
He was a scientist.
Yeah, he was the head scientist. And Tony Randall was the voice of the Brain Gremlin. Yeah.
Huh.
And they had, like, the amazing, like, New York musical segment to end the movie on.
Right, he was, like, one of the last... Wait, it was the Brain one, and then there was, like, a female Gremlin.
Yeah, and she survived, actually, I think.
Yeah, she, like, really wanted to, like, bone, like,
yeah, one of the guys. Well,
it was so weird because like he's like fighting her off like, the entire movie, and at the end of the movie, he's just like, eh, whatever. So, also this week, Fantasy Island, the complete second season.
It's such a weird show.
Because, like, I don't... Does the island have, like, magical powers or something that they can, like, just make fantasies happen for these people? Or do they just do, like, elaborate, like, flying people to, like, act out these fantasies and, like, build sets and stuff?
I didn't understand the premise. I was really little when that show would be on in the afternoon.
People
and
fly into the island and then they get to, like, live their, like, their whatever fantasy they want. Like, if they're, like, oh, I want to be president or something, or I want to be rich, or...
And, like, did he drug them? And then they, like, freaked the hell out?
I don't know. I just wondered, if it was, like, the island had powers, like, lost or something, or it was, like...
That's what I was assuming. I always assumed it was powers behind
or,
it,
like,
it was, like...
How... Or it was, like, Ricardo Montalban, like, a wizard or something, or some, he has, like, magical powers that he can, like, just make things happen.
Like, in all what realistic take on this is that he drugged the fuck out of these visitors,
yeah.
And they tripped hard. Yeah. And then, like, wow, that was a great time. Mm-hmm. Here's a shitload of cash. Goodbye. You know, like, that's how I imagine Fantasy Island was really about.
They should do, like, a gritty reboot of that show.
They should, but it wouldn't last too long. Because it would just be like, I'm not watching a psychedelic freakout of all these, like, strangers on this island of Hawaii.
Yeah. And okay. You have to, like, you have to, like, you don't know, like these people come to this island and it's just, like, them trying to, like, figure out why they're having their fantasies fulfilled. And it's like there's this weird conspiracy going on where like Ricardo Montalban, like whoever is like new Ricardo Montalban is like he has like this like network of people under him or something or I don't know.
I mean, it had to be a drug or magic freakout because I can't imagine just like there's a full crew of like woodsmen, like you know carpenters waiting.
Yeah. All right, guys, build like a government building set so this guy can pretend he's the governor or something.
This guy wants to go to space? Fuck him. He's not going to space. He's getting a desert.
Yeah.
He's like building a desert stage.
This guy wants to be a superhero. What? So that's out. And then last thing out this week is the remake of Mother's Day. Which I think, wasn't that a trauma movie? I think that was, yeah.
Yes.
So now there's a new version from, I think it's Anchor Bay. With Rebecca De Mornay as the mom, who has like, come and like help her sons handle this like hostage situation after they rob a bank.
Take money from this house.
Well, don't they rob a bank and then like take shelter in the house, or is it like, or do they stash the money in the house and the people bought the house and then they're trying to get their money back?
That's it.
So it's like, yeah. Oh yeah, because you were talking about stash house a couple weeks ago. It's like basically the same premise.
Yeah. And we're just like, wait, so instead of drugs, it's like, which is hard to carry, like, it's not cash?
I don't know, it looked, like, this new version looked pretty crazy. Like, Rebecca Norman was, like, super creepy and, like, well, she was, like, sort of nice, but then, like, there's, like, you could tell she would, like, stab you in the throat at any second.
Yep.
So, that's it for new releases. Not that much coming out, as you could tell.
No. Slow week.
Mm-hmm. So, is there anything else we need to talk about, Chris?
Shawarma?
What?
Did you say for the shawarma scene from Avengers?
No.
What?
I figured I was to see. I probably see it like 10 times working at work. So I stayed for the Thanos scene, but then I didn't stay for the diner scene.
I mean, that's what me and Joe were like. Oh, that had to be like the one thing. So we got up and then like I was like, I don't know. I feel like it's not. It can't be that final scene. And then I came back online and I was just like, shawarma. And I was like, what? I remember that from the movie. And I like. YouTubed it and it was like the final scene where it's like they're eating and silent. I was like, oh, like it would have been cool to see in theaters just randomly, but then I've been like, huh, you know, like I did you actually see it yet?
What?
that actual scene.
I haven't seen the actual scene yet. I figured out, like, if I'm Usher, I'll just see it like 5 times in one day. So,
well, the funny thing is, this was filmed like before the American release,
yeah,
and it's actually like a few months after the initial like principal photography was done. So, the rumor is that Chris Evans, like, he has his hand on his face, and it's to like hide most of his face. So it's like, it's because he grew a beard in real life for like another role. God. So, like, he's like, fuck. So he put on, like, the right makeup and just tried to hide his face during the thing. So it's, like, pretty funny to see. And, like, knowing that, like, this scene was filmed as a bonus, it's kind of funny because it's, like, all these people that probably, like, a few months of dressing up as these heroes. And then it's, like, they have, like, a week or two or maybe a month break. And it's, like, oh, you want to do a bonus scene? It's, like, okay, like, let me get that haircut again.
I actually heard there's, like, half hour of, like, cut stuff. They had to, like, cut half hour out of the movie.
Holy shit, this is going to be an awesome DVD later.
I heard they cut out, like, it could be, like, a bunch of, like, Hulk, like, sort of, like, more Hulk, like, backstory stuff, or more Hulk development stuff.
I want to know how he got that bike.
Yeah.
Or, and some of the, like, his clothes. Like, the guy gave him pants and a shirt. Where'd he get, like, everything else?
He just stole some kid's bike.
Give me a dirt bike.
So, anyway, I think it's going to do it for this week's episode. If you want more from us, you go to www.everythingaction.com. Check out the Avengers podcast that we did. It's an hour long of us talking about how awesome the movie is and pitching ideas to Disney that they'll probably steal and use and make billions of dollars off of, and also what Marvel characters should appear in future Marvel movies. But probably won't because they're too obscure or too crazy. And also, if you just want to read our thoughts on the Avengers, we have our giant four-part review, each of us giving you our thoughts on what we thought of the movie. And trying to think. Well, actually, we were talking about Steven Seagal way earlier in this podcast, but Musical Montage this week is actually the music of Steven Seagal and Thunderbox. So, turning into the Crystal Cave for this week's Musical Montage. I was actually surprised because I was like, I looked in the Wikipedia for those, like, for his albums, and apparently there's actually like real musicians on those albums, like Bo Diddley and Stevie Wonder and like a bunch of other people, like actually like blues and like R&B people on those albums.
Yeah, I'm Steven Seagal and I stole Seal to help me on my album.
Yeah, actually, the weird thing is like they're not as, like, the songs are not as hilariously bad as you think they are. I'm just wondering if it's, like, if they just got, like, an awesome, like, house band to, like, back Steven Seagal up. To make it, like, sound better.
Maybe. Like, lots of time in a sound booth editing his guitar solos.
And I just love the fact that one of his songs is named Alligator Ass.
This coming from, the very peaceful Cajun man.
we used to eat alligator ass all the time. We used to fry it up and eat it like chicken.
That's gonna be in a fucking episode of True Justice. Yeah. It's like, oh, what are you having for lunch? Alligator ass.
He already played the blues in one episode.
Did he?
I can't remember what episode that was. It might have been the fourth one. He's on like a date, like this like dive blues bar with like this Asian girl.
He introduced her in episode 3, like, as you walked in the bar.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, episode 4, like, they're, like on a date, like, the blues bar, and, like, Steve goes, like, yeah, I come here sometimes, and, like, this is the blues, and get some drinks and stuff, it's a nice place to hang out. And, like, one of the guys on stage is like, ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest, Elijah Kane, in the house. Maybe if we clap or something, he'll come and play some blues for us. Steve goes, like, all right, I guess I go up there and play some blues now. So, like, he feels like Ron Burgundy's himself. So anyway, so yeah, we don't want to get on our True Justice hour-long tangent, which you could.
We could.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything else on the site that's worth mentioning from this week or last week. I guess Brian's still going on with the Mad Men rewatch, or the Mad Men Season 5 recaps, so if you're following along with Mad Men, you can check those out every Monday. And we're also on Facebook. If you want to find us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/everything.action. You can like us on there. You can see news stories we find from around the web. We put them up on the Facebook page for the Get Collected every Friday for News Shotgun on the site. And you can also we post random videos or pictures or stuff we find on there. So definitely follow everything that action on Facebook and I don't know, comment, like it, do whatever you do on Facebook on there.
Give us some feedback, people. Yes.
Also, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/EVAction is a Twitter account. You can follow us on there. You can see us retweet a bunch of news stories. News stories from the site go up on there. You can see when the stuff goes up, when the site gets updated. Random witty comments from us or whoever's on the Twitter account at the time. Sometimes live blog movies as we're watching them. And if we have Twitter open, right, just comment along to the movie we're watching. And we're also on iTunes. If you want to go to the iTunes Music Store, search for Everything in Action. You can subscribe on there, leave comments, rate us, give us reviews. Also, if you subscribe on there, you get the podcast. You also get our commentaries as they go up. The special Avengers podcast is going to be the first of sort of like, I don't know what we're going to call those, maybe like review cast or something. I don't know, but
we'll see those on.
There's going to be a future one, definitely one for Dark Knight Rises, definitely one for Expendables 2. Possibly other movies, depending on how many of us see it and how big the movie is. And also on the iTunes Store, you can get our app. It's free for your iPhone or iPod Touch. Gives you the last 20 news stories from the site. Listen to the podcast on there. It's free, so definitely download that. And contact at everythingaction.com is the email address if you want to send us any suggestions or news stories, scoops, I don't know, whatever. Send it to contact at everythingaction.com. So for Chris and Joe, I'm Zach, and we'll see you next week.